Star. Roll off.
WLL Mobile. Good afternoon, Tom.
Hey, Leroy. Good to hear you. I'm just headed home. Been down and bought some new rims for the car and had to go buy Wally World and a few things. Just running some errands for the War Department.
Yes, sir. Just got done driving for the Bible class I work with and heading over to another place now to pick up some stuff, some run spares. I heard your grandson passed with flying colors.
You heard wrong. Yeah, he told his mom he's studying. Now, you figure this out, Leroy. He is a straight-A student. He just last week took an Algebra 2 college-level class, and he's a junior in high school. And he didn't even study for it. He made an A on that. And then he goes down there and he said he's studying. And there was a real nice fellow there, a Marine. And his son was with him. He was 10 years old. And that little boy come out and I said, how'd you do? And he said, oh, I passed. And he wasn't all excited or nothing. I said, well, congratulations. My grandson come out, who's 17. And, you know, National Honor Society, all this stuff. And he missed 22 out of 35. Now, would you say he studied?
Doesn't sound like it. Maybe it was the other child there that passed with flying colors. Maybe I heard wrong. You're right. But no, it don't sound like he studied at all there.
He didn't. He can't pull Grandpa's leg. But he had told his mom he was going to flunk it, and he did. And so she got on him, and she said he'd been studying for 2 weeks on it there at the last, and he's had the book a lot longer than that because I give it to him. And I'm waiting on this car to go. Come on, truck. Get across there. Okay, you're not going to go? I'll go. Anyways, I told him I wouldn't get on him if he didn't pass it, and boy... did he flunk it? Gee, Manny, I was embarrassed. But all the guys that tested him were real nice. Jerry and you know, all the other fellas, the VE examiners. And he said, Grandpa, I'll take it again in the summer. He says, I got so much going on right now that he says, I just didn't get it. And I said, well, that's up to you. I'm not going to bribe you anymore. I gave him a little bit of money for his first automobile to help him out. And, well, it just disappointed me, Leroy, but it's not the end of the world.
There. I definitely understand. It took me a couple tries to get my tech exam, but that was when I was 13, so. But, yeah, he gets study on it. He should pass it next time if he works on it.
He'd rather be dissecting a frog in biology or something. He's taken 3 college-level courses already. I think the Algebra 2 thing is college-level, and the biology is, and there's one other one. Just a brilliant young man. History? He says, I don't need to take history to my daughter, his mom. He says, I got Grandpa.
Yeah, history could come in handy eventually there, but well, unfortunately a lot of kids aren't interested in history anymore. Yeah, I understand. I hate that he missed that much. But yeah, if he just gets on it a little bit and studies a little bit every week or whatever, he should get it. You know how that is.
That little boy, he acted like it was 10 years old. I thought, my, that's wonderful. So he must have studied real hard. I had to study for mine. None of them were what you call easy. I think the advanced test was the hardest I ever took. The extra class, it was a lot about satellites, up and down length, and Doppler, and different things. And I passed it, but... it wasn't that useful, but the 20 words a minute now, that was another story. That was extremely hard.
I had a friend of mine in school coming up in Amarillo the same time I was coming up. We went through our knowledge and tech classes together. And he was 14. He got his extra class and the 20 words a minute and all that. That's when you had the novice do extra there. But all five classes. But he went in, like, within a month of each other. He knocked every one of them out.
Yeah, I had a friend that took care of the microwave towers on the railroad, and N5SD, he's still alive, he's up in Kansas, and he took all of them at once, but he wasn't real young at the time, I don't think, and then he took the commercial radio operator's license, and I got that one too, and then he did the radar endorsement at the same time, and I wish I'd have got that. I don't think I'd ever used it, but I planned on it, and I got the book on it, but I just never did pass it. But I think the one before that was called Global Maritime Distress System, and you had to take it first. I think it was harder, man. Of course, it only had 20 questions, and the commercial license had over 900 questions. And it had some higher math in it that I just couldn't figure out reliably, and I tried. So I memorized some three or four questions, and that was all I memorized on it. But I got by it anyways.
Anyways, I'm in downtown Greenville, and you're cutting out in the building here, so I better let you go for now. I'm probably surprised to make the repeater now. Anyway, let me let you go. Plus, I'm almost designated where I'm heading to, so we'll say 7-3 for now. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, Leroy. Good talking to you. Yeah, I'm not going to get on. If he wants to pass it, well, we want good operators and that. And he's real quiet, so I don't know if he'd ever use it or not. So wasn't that that bad, but I didn't expect him to miss that many questions. That's nonsense. He didn't study. That's all there is to it. Yeah, you coming in good. I'm just pulling up to the garage door here, so I'll catch you down the line, Leroy. KE5WLL N0LTR 73's Leroy.
KE5WLL.